Today is Yom Yerushalayim, yes. Jerusalem Day, Chaf Ches Iyar, the 28th day of Iyar, which is today in Eretz Yisrael, because it's a big celebration and they want to avoid desecration of Shabbos. So a lot of the festivities are on or yesterday. But strictly speaking, in terms of people, if people don't say Tachanun or you say Hallel, so today technically is the date of Yom Yerushalayim, the tremendous day in 1967. In 1948, people don't realize we got the state of Israel, but we didn't have the holy cities of Jerusalem, like the Kotel and all that. And until then, we were risking our lives. We got shot at. If we wanted to daven at the Kotel, they shot at us. In 1967, it wasn't even our goal, but it wasn't even the purpose, but we end up, through the tremendous miracles that happened, we got back the Western Wall, as the famous line of one of the paratroopers or one of the soldiers, Har Habayis Biyadeno, we have the Temple Mount in our possession. So that's not, and that was a tremendous celebration, tremendous unity. Everyone was, the feelings were high during that time period. They felt, they felt great in 1948, but right after 1948, all the Arab nations attacked us. 67, we had a tremendous miracle, and we got back, and we still have it. Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Although we can't take it for granted, and we don't. And in fact, that's what the Gemara tells us in Tainis. The Gemara tells us that, talks about a different holiday, Tu B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av. We'll get into that later, meaning later in another month or two, when we get close to the holiday. So it gives a list of many things that happened on that day, and it says it's one of the happiest days of the year. So what happened on that day? It says, Hoshea ben Ela, who is no tzaddik, he wasn't a righteous person, he did a lot of bad things, but he did at least one good thing in his life, maybe he did more, is when he took over, Yerovam ben Nevat put soldiers on the highway that the Jews cannot go to Israel, go to Yerushalayim, to be Ola Regel, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So he took down the soldiers and said, whoever wants to go, could go, which made it worse for the Jews in a certain sense, because up until now, if you didn't go, you said, well, what could I do? The roads were blocked. But now that the roads weren't blocked and you didn't go, it didn't shine well on you. So either way, the bottom line is, so what does the Gemara say? The mere fact that we had entrance to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh and the Har HaBayis, that's reason for celebration. If mere access to Yerushalayim is a reason to be Sameach, how much more so getting back Yerushalayim itself, Ir HaKodesh. And that's why, in fact, I was also, I think it was with the Catholic Church, because one Rav Soloveitchik used to always point out that one of the claims is that, we sin, we're no longer the chosen nation, and they have their own Shita. So when we got back Eretz Yisrael, it was a big problem to them. How come the Jews got back? So they said, oh yeah, they didn't really get back Israel. They don't really have the holy places of Jerusalem and all of that. So when they got back Yom Yerushalayim, on Yom Yerushalayim, so therefore that was a bigger problem. So regardless, a tremendous miracle, we have Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. In fact, there's a whole discussion in the poskim about, in terms of its sanctity today. Like, we all know when the Beis HaMikdash is up, it has Kedushas HaMikdash, the area where the Karbanos were brought. When the temple was up, clearly had Kedusha. The question is now, Bizman Hazeh, and for the last many years, we have not had a temple. There is no temple in Jerusalem. And Mehera Yabana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have one soon, but right now we don't have one. So the question is, does it still retain its sanctity? Do I say, since that is the Makam HaMikdash that retains its sanctity? Or do I say no, since the Beis HaMikdash is no longer with us, so maybe it loses. Of course, you can't, no matter what, you can't say it's like any other place because it's the Makam HaMikdash, but is it not the same level it was before? So the Rambam, Maimonides, writes that even AFLP, he says, Makrivin AFLP Shein Lo Bayis. The Rambam writes, you could bring karbanos even without the walls of the temple. Why? Because even though the walls might be destroyed, but Hashchina Eina Betela, the divine presence is not nullified. And therefore, you might be able to destroy it physically, you never could take God out of the Mikdash. And that's why, according to the Rambam, and the way we assume, there's a halacha of Shchutei Chut. There's a halacha when the Beis HaMikdash is up, you can't bring karbanos anywhere else, like a bama. A bama is like bringing a karban in your backyard. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there was a heter bamos, permission to bring a bama. However, if there is if there's a Beis HaMikdash up, there's also. So therefore, one would think that today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Shchutei Chutz would be permitted. Yet the Rambam writes, no, it's usher, it's forbidden. So what do we see? The Rambam clearly holds that even though we don't have the physical building, but we do have the sanctity, the kedushas of the Shekhinah, and therefore, and in fact, the difference is going up to the Makam HaMikdash. Even whether you could go up, in other words, the different places you could go up to, we're all Tamei Meis. So therefore, there are those who have trips up to the Makam HaMikdash, different places. That's an issue of whether you could go up, and if you do go up, how do you go up? But as well as, that was, and the issue is, what is there a penalty? Because the Rambam writes, it has the regular sanctity, and the Ravid writes that a nichnas ata ain bo kares. The Ravid says if you go up there, you're not liable to a severe penalty of kares. So different interpretations, how you interpret that, whether you interpret that to mean that he's saying it's mutter to go up, it's permitted or no. It's also a biblical prohibition, except that we're not going to let you go up. I mean, it's a biblical prohibition, except you're not going to get curry. So it's a machlokes Rambam Raiva, whether it's kedushas hamikdash. It's a separate debate whether the land of Israel has sanctity today in terms of truma, ma'isa, shemitah, etc. But what about kedushas hamikdash? So that's a machlokes. So if you hold there is kedushas hamikdash, so then there'd be a problem with going up, at least to the different places. And as well, in terms of whether one could bring karbanos or not. And regarding the name of Yerushalayim, or we call Yerushalayim today, it comes from two different names. Originally it was called Shalem. Malki Tzedek called it Shalem. And by Avraham, by Hara Moria, by Akedah Yitzchak, where it happened, he called it Hashem Yiraya. He called it Yiraya. So therefore, they combine Yiraya is Yeru and Shalem Shalayim. So they combine Yirei Shalem to Yeru Shalayim. And therefore, the commentators point out that Shalem means it's a focus on Shlemis, but Adam L'Chaveiro, interpersonal relationships. And Yirei Hashem is Yirei Shamayim. You need both. So it says, when is Yerushalayim going to be Shalem? When are we going to get back to Makam HaMikdash? When we have both sides of the tablets. The first side to the tablets are commandments between man and God. The second side is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, interpersonal. When is Yerushalayim going to be back? When we, in fulfillment of both sides of the tablets, Yerushalayim, that we have we're meticulous in our mitzvahs, but Adam Lamakom and Adam Chaveru, and that's why, right? And that's why it always comes right before Shavuot, as Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Har. So Rashi writes, Ishechad Belev Echad, that a prerequisite for Matan Torah is unity, and that's when we'll see Yerushalayim Bebinyano, after we fulfill both sides, we live up to the name of Yerushalayim, having Yerei Shamayim, as well as Shalem, being involved in mitzvahs ben adam u'chaveiro.